You're listening to SBS News.
A migrant and refugee settlement agency is hoping to put an end to family violence in Australia's culturally and linguistically diverse communities. AIMS Australia has launched a campaign involving 65 leaders from different communities who are given the knowledge and skills they need to become advocates for change in preventing family violence. AIMS Australia CEO Kath Scarth says the organisation developed the program when it received feedback from CALD communities that mainstream family violence services weren't accessible enough. She says this is due to language barriers and a lack of resources and information being tailored to people from different cultural backgrounds.
We're now launching this campaign with the poetry and the postcards is kind of come from the community, so it'll speak to them in a way that perhaps other things don't.
Ms. Garth says AIMS Australia's role in the process is to support and enable communities to take control for themselves.
They are the cultural experts in their communities. We don't need to teach them that. What we need to provide is the resources and the understanding about taking the leadership role, so kind of fairly broad leadership skills and techniques. You know, how to pull together a community forum and run something, and then also specific information about, well, what is this whole thing about domestic violence? How has it come about in terms of gender equity? What might be some of the things they would want to be able to talk to communities about?
Originally from Afghanistan, Sakina Hassani became involved in the program through a friend. Ms. Hassani works at a family violence response centre and says educating women about what constitutes family violence is crucial to ensuring change occurs in the community.
Some people just think that family violence is only the physical violence. So it's important to remind them that, like, we have got so many other violence, including financial, emotional, verbal, spiritual.
Ms. Hassani says despite her training, it can be hard to encourage women in her community to discuss family violence. She says she's found starting with what she calls small conversations helps. Lee Junbin is Chinese-Malaysian and became involved in the leadership program after seeing an AIMS Australia stall at a multicultural festival. Mr. Lee says he signed up without really knowing what he was getting himself into, but says the program has had a big impact on him.
It comes down to hearing all those stories from the people themselves. So if one person tell me, or if I watch it from the TV, the impact might not be as huge. But yeah, we were surrounded by some of the women that's been through and survived. And yeah, they are an inspiration to every single one of us.
Working as an environmental engineer before he became involved in the program, Mr. Lee says the knowledge and skills he has gained has motivated him to change careers. He's now studying a Master of Development Studies so he can work in the family violence sector. He says it's important for men to be part of changing attitudes.
Apart from standing alongside with women, we're actually benefiting a lot out of this because we're learning about healthy masculinity. We're learning how to, you know, be more expressive about our emotion, be more supportive for our partners, our friends. It's actually a win-win.
Despite the progress the community leaders have made thus far, Ms. Garth says there's still a long way to go towards preventing family violence in CALD communities. Ms. Garth says she'd like to see the program move into other Australian states.
I think there is far more work needs to be done in terms of making sure mainstream services are accessible and that communities understand, you know, kind of what they need to do and how they can address it themselves.
If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault, domestic or family violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. In an emergency, call 000. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.